Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
First, this afternoon, we'll go to that news that broke earlier this morning, which is that 350 Irish staff at Facebook's parent company Meta are at risk of losing their jobs following Mark Zuckerberg's announcement that the company will be reducing its global workforce by about 13%, letting more than 11,000 employees go. The news comes amid warnings from the IDA that it could be several weeks before the scale of job losses at tech firms become clear. Well, for more on this, we're joined now by Richard Curran, presenter of The Business on RTE, and we'll be speaking to Richard in just a moment. But first, our reporter Barry Lenehan asked people near Meta's headquarters in the tech centre of Dublin's Docklands whether they were concerned by today's developments.
Like, you look at what happened last week as well. Batten down the hatches kind of approach is what everybody's kind of discussing.
And what do you mean by that? What does batten down the hatches mean logistically?
You're obviously seeing a loss of kind of 15%, I think, or 11% of the workforce overall. You're looking at the race for employment is still there in terms of skilled staff. From a startup viewpoint, that challenge is still there as well, and it's going to be exacerbated over the next while, I believe.
Given that those losses and perhaps some saying maybe more are to come, is that a sense of worry?
Absolutely. Like, look, you've Silicon Docks or tech docks or tech land. This is the tech heartland of Ireland. It's worrying. You look at the multiculturalism in terms of the skilled staff that it's brought along, that creative kind of culture that's here as well. Who knows what's going to happen over the next while? Optimism wouldn't be as high as it was certainly at the turn of the year.
And this is only the start of it, I suppose. You know, you've so many gone from Twitter, Facebook. What about Google? What's the government going to do about that?
Stripe as well, also potentially job losses there. So you think the Docklands here could suffer?
Could well suffer, yeah. But there's probably too many people walking around this area anyway, because there's no parking, very little housing to accommodate all these people. So they can't even afford a home because homes are too expensive.
And the IDA saying this should be a warning sign.
Yeah, well, believe it, yeah. This is only the start, but I'd say there can't be more. There'll be more after this, I'd say, you know.
Taoiseach and the Taoiseach are saying not to worry, that the economy is still strong. Would you have faith in those assurances?
Don't use foul language to that.
It's not something I'm concerned about, because they have thousands and thousands of employees there, and I'm sure it was all in the plan. And I'm in the tech sector as well, but it might be a slight adjustment, but there's so much opportunity then. There's not enough, like, we're trying to hire staff, can't find any. So maybe the smaller businesses that aren't as attractive as Facebook, like local businesses, might actually benefit from getting that staff.
So Irish skills. SMEs now will pick up and get good, trained, qualified staff.
I think so. I think it's all positive. These guys won't leave. They'll find jobs in the morning. So I think it's just more of a reappropriation out to other businesses. Anyone who has any decent type of software engineering skills can have their pick of 15 jobs in the morning. And the biggest problem, particularly with the SMEs, is their benefits packages might be slightly less than what Facebook offer, but now things like, you know, free lunch and stuff like that, they mightn't be able to offer, but they'll still give a good salary and be more rewarding in the long term, I think.
That was reporter Barry Lenehan speaking to people near Meta's headquarters in Dublin. Well, we're joined now by Richard Curran, presenter of The Business on RTE. And you're welcome to the programme, Richard, this afternoon. Perhaps we might go to that news that we heard earlier today, this latest announcement by Facebook's parent company Meta and the repercussions for Irish staff. We're hearing that all potentially impacted Irish-based employees are being informed today.
Yeah, they're going to be informed. And there was a reference to this business of getting access to the internal system, that if they were losing their jobs, that would be switched off, I think, in the next day or two. But it does appear to have been handled in a slightly more organized way than the Twitter job losses were. It's probably still, you know, minor consolation to people who've lost their jobs. There's probably going to be about 390 or 400 people affected in Ireland. That's from the direct 3,000 staff. There are another 6,000 sort of contractors. And again, the announcement from Meta was that, you know, this doesn't directly affect them, but that doesn't mean if the business is not doing as much in a year's time as it is today, or is not doing as much as it thought it would, then, you know, there would be a question mark, I'm sure, over how many of those 6,000 would still be working indirectly for the company.
Mm. In a message to staff, Mark Zuckerberg said he wrongly presumed the acceleration of onlining from the pandemic would be permanent, and that's what's behind these global cuts. What do you think of that?
Yeah. There are elements, you know, whether it's Twitter or whether it's this or whether it's Stripe, for example, with the Collisons, which are company specific. In Meta's case, the company specific bit is that in July, they announced for the first time that their revenues had actually fallen for the first time since they were a stock market company. Their profits fell by 52% and their spending was up by 19%. And Mark Zuckerberg has made this huge play into developing a whole new range of products around virtual reality and the metaverse. He spent $9.4 billion in the first 9 months of this year and has said that they're going to spend more next year. That's a huge gamble, and it's a huge play that he's making into a new area. So there are some of the things that are going on specifically in that company. But when you think about, you know, how far will this go, what kind of other jobs will be affected, the worrying bit, I think, is that some of the other reasons behind it are digital advertising levels. In Stripe's case, it's the amount of e-commerce that's being done around the world isn't as much as they thought. Mark Zuckerberg said, for example, that the level of growth in business that they saw during COVID sort of didn't last as long. I suppose the only bit of consolation we can take from it in trying to assess where this might end is how well we have done in the last few years. You know, the sector employs 25,000 more people than it did in 2019. And we were in a situation where during COVID, we were selling to the world food, pharma, and IT, probably three of the best things you could be selling during a sort of a crisis like that. So we got a big boost from it. But that has sort of come to an end now, and this correction is taking place. And I think there will be more job losses. I don't think it necessarily means big companies like Meta, you know, there was a fear factor back in the 1980s that these companies would just pull out entirely. I don't think anything like that is going to happen. But, you know, in Meta's case, we don't know what sort of a company it's going to be in 5 or 7 years' time. And across the sector, there are some positives. You know, if this was happening a year ago, people who are losing their job today would have found it an awful lot easier to get a job. It's definitely going to be harder. However, there are some smaller tech companies that weren't able to even get sort of on the pitch in terms of hiring people. And they're struggling to get the right people. So this will free up some of them. But I do think it is a sector-wide problem. This is going to be a sector-wide correction.
Okay. So then, as you say, the big question, and I suppose we don't really have the answer here at this point, is how big that correction is going to be if the sector has grown by 25,000 jobs since 2019. I mean, there's no suggestion that 25,000 jobs are going to be lost.
No, but I mean, that would be a huge amount of jobs. But if you add it up, like if it's 250 to go at Twitter in Ireland, Stripe is likely to shed somewhere around about 90 based on what they have said. They haven't confirmed. Meta is looking at 390 or 400. So you're looking, there's over 800 there just in those alone. But, you know, the other side of it is that hurts. It is hugely financially painful for anybody to lose their job. These people have mortgages, they have commitments, they have all of these things, and it's not easy. But you know, we are coming at it from a perspective of we've seen such unbelievable growth in this sector. It's like we've peaked, you know, okay. And I don't think we've peaked forever, but we've probably peaked for now, and we're going to have to face some sort of blowback on it.
All right. We will be returning to this topic later in the programme with Minister Dara Cleary, but thank you very much, Richard Curran, presenter of The Business here in RTE.
Now, for political reaction to today's announcement that 350 Irish jobs are at risk at Facebook's parent company, Meta, we're joined by Minister of State in the Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment, Fianna Fáil TD, Dara Cleary. Minister, you're very welcome to the programme. Fáil to Ruth. Now, the jobs that are at risk, how concerned are you? Because we spoke with Richard Curran earlier. He mentioned the Twitter and Stripe corrections or losses as well, or what could be on the cards and some other companies. How concerned is the government this evening?
So, look, our first concern, Cormac, is for the people involved at Meta. You know, this is a difficult time for them. They're now into a process, and the government will assist any employee that needs our assistance afterwards. I heard Richard's overview, and he did also say that the three companies had company-specific issues, and that has also been highlighted. So we're concerned. We're always concerned that when any job losses are announced, we're concerned for the people involved, and we're actively keeping an eye on the situation and monitoring the situation.
It may not be just the companies that we know of to date. The IDA today saying that technology companies it works with have in recent days sounded warnings about reducing costs as well. And the agency has said that it may be several weeks before the impact of any cutbacks becomes clear. So could there be more losses?
So the IDA have been clear that, like every business sector, the tech sector is facing strong headwinds. And that's been obvious for some months. Now it's becoming clearer. And they're actively engaging with companies that are based here on the island and working through their plans. They haven't indicated to us any specific losses, but you know, we can be very proud of the IDA, Cormac. They have done an excellent job at attracting industry into this country, but they also do an excellent day-to-day job at maintaining contacts in industry. And they will have the full support of the government over the coming weeks. But overall, I would say that the sector continues to be strong. The tech sector in this country employs 140,000 people, 58,000 of which are in IDA client companies. So that points to some 90,000 who are employed by Indigenous Irish companies with the support of Enterprise Ireland in many cases. So there's a strong Indigenous sector here as well as a foreign direct investment sector as part of our tech industry.
But it's obvious now that there's a volatile environment internationally, particularly in the tech sector. Are you telling us this evening that as of now, you know of no other tech company who have come to the government or government agencies signalling job losses?
We haven't been given any specific figures, but Cormac, we're very attuned to that volatile situation. Business always operates in a volatile situation. And, you know, I know and I have full confidence in IDA's ability to keep on top of the situation and to keep us informed as they get specific information.
So what do you think all the consequences of these job losses will be?
All of these companies, Cormac, it's important, Cormac. These companies, in our view, their first responsibility is to their employees, and then other companies will have responsibilities in relation to markets. But I'm very confident that IDA are keeping on top of the information that we will need through this situation.
Just in terms of the sector and the wider economy here, what do you think the consequences of the job losses are?
Look, nobody likes to see job losses, particularly for those who are affected. And but equally, what I would also say is that there are other sectors that are performing very strongly in the economy. So this morning, I spent time in Nybert in UCD with our pharma sector, and certainly it was a very positive experience. They are very focused on growth. And you know, there are 42,000 people employed in pharma, another 40,000 in life science. You know, in agri-tech, in financial services, we are continuing to grow employment. I would say, Cormac, that there's 2.5 million people at work in the country at the moment. And that is spread across a wide range of sectors. And we're continuing to keep the country competitive, continue to keep it economic. But also, we're very attuned to the headwinds that are affecting business, not just internationally, but here locally as well.
The model you're pursuing, Minister, leaves Ireland immensely susceptible to international volatility. As we've seen in the last number of days. Now, Sinn Féin is calling for an end to our over-reliance, as they say, on a small number of companies and on any one sector. I mean, are you relying on too few companies to keep the show afloat?
Absolutely not, and there's no basis to that. As I said, Cormac, there's 2.5 million people at work in the country at the moment. 275,000 of those are from foreign direct investment companies. So that points to a very strong Indigenous sector. And we're actually finalising work at the moment. I've just come from a meeting with Minister English, and the Tánaiste has been leading out on this within the department on a new white paper on enterprise that will guide the enterprise strategy of the country through the coming years, looking at the opportunities, for instance, in green and in digital, the challenges that are there too. So again, you know, there's 275,000 very important jobs, and we're very proud of the work IDA Enterprise Ireland do. There are 2.5 million people at work. There are 2.5 million people at work in the economy. So it shows that the FDI sector plays an important part.
But can I say to you, when you say the economy is strong and it's diversified, you can't have it both ways, because when people on the left, TDs on the left, call for higher taxation for multinational companies, you are very quick to point out that a small number of multinational companies pay the vast majority of corporation tax and income tax their employees in this country. You can't have it both sides now. So are we too reliant on a small number of large companies, as Sinn Féin has been saying?
No, I don't accept the Sinn Féin analysis, and their analysis is never particularly pro-enterprise or understanding of enterprise. As I have said to you, there's 275,000 FDI jobs where there's 2.5 million people at work. And we're very attuned to the one-off nature of some of the corporation tax receipts. That is why we are putting 2 billion of it aside in 2022 and plan to put 4 billion of it aside in 2023 into a reserve fund. And we have a very good understanding of that. So, and what I would say to you is we're within that FDI sector. We're not focused on just tech. As I said, fantastic experience in pharma, in life science, agri-tech, financial services. So we have a very good spread. But we would be foolish to be complacent. And that is why we have regular contacts with IDA, with Enterprise Ireland, with the LEO network, the local enterprise network, who really are the unsung heroes in many cases of enterprise. And that is why we are preparing a white paper which will guide enterprise policy in this country for the coming 10 years.
Is this the canary in the coal mine? Is Ireland facing a recession now?
Look, we've been very clear, and the Taoiseach has been very clear, and the Taoiseach, that this is a difficult economic period. You know, the consequences of the supply chain crisis as a direct consequence of COVID and of the Russia's illegal war in Ukraine are hitting business like they're hitting every sector. But equally, Cormac, you know, we were having these discussions 2 years ago at the onset of the COVID pandemic, and we showed enormous resilience. The people and the business of this country showed enormous resilience in coming back from that. And that is why we are in a position this year as a government to do an 11 billion euro budget, 4.5 billion euro direct contribution to the cost of living crisis from within our own resources. We always have to be resilient. We are a small, open economy. Resilience is our strong point, and resilience and finding opportunities is everyone's strong point, and we will continue to do that.
But people like when they're spoken to frankly as well. And in a Vox Pop that we had from the tech sector area in Dublin, one contributor said, "This is only the start of it." And that points
but
to consumer
other,
sentiment as well.
Members, other participants in that Vox Pop, I don't know if you heard the full Vox Pop, but other participants said it wasn't, that there were vacancies in the Irish indigenous sector, and the Irish small tech companies were looking for staff, and that they would be in a position to offer opportunities.
But my question...
Well. Cormac, I'm not being unrealistic, and I am being straight. This is a challenging period for business, and for small, large and medium business. We're very aware of that. We're very attuned to that. But equally, there's a lot of things that are very strong in this economy as well.
Okay, and we can avoid recession.
Look, we're absolutely focused on getting business, but getting our citizens through the challenges that are facing through this cost of living crisis, through the business crisis. I think we have shown our mettle in relation to that through the 11 billion budgetary package, and we will continue to show that mettle.
Minister of State in the Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment, Dara Cailleary, thank you very much indeed.